Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a big name interview show every Monday and one of the short daily episodes every Tuesday through to Sunday. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is November the 8th, and looking back on this day in rock, we see that an arrest warrant was issued for U2's Bono after he spray-painted Rock and Roll Stops Traffic on a fountain sculpture. This happened whilst filming a free gig at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco, the footage to be used on their Rattle and Hum documentary. Also on this day, back in 1975, Elton John hit a hat-trick of number one albums in the US. Rock of the Westies hits the top spot on this day, making it his third number one album in America of the year, following on from Elton John's greatest hits and Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. On this day in 1971, Paul McCartney threw a party at London's Empire Ballroom, and this one was to officially launch his new group, Wings. And finally on this day in 2002, Pink Floyd's Dave Gilmour was honoured by the Queen as he was awarded an OBE. But for today's show, we're talking about a groundbreaking female rocker who appeared on a certain TV show for the first time on this day in the late 70s. Yes, on this day in 1977, Leather Tuscadero appeared for the first time on Happy Days. The character, played by the Queen of Rock and Roll, Susie Quattro, of course, was, says here, the tough yet adorable little sister of Fonzie's ex-girlfriend Pinky. Now, Susie Quattro had huge success in the UK with two number one singles, as well as being a big star in Europe and in Japan and in Australia and New Zealand as well, but never really conquered her home nation of America the same way. But that doesn't mean that her influence on the whole generation of female rockers over there was any less. Now, I spoke with Susie a couple of years ago, and here's a clip from that interview talking about her influence.
It was hard work, but work that I love. And I'm not one of the sex, drugs, and rock and roll girls. My father taught me that it was a profession. He was in music too. A profession. That's how I treated it. That's why I'm still feet on the ground, basically normal, and still out here creating, because it is my job. Yep. And I love it.
Absolutely. Now, you did blaze a trail for women and other female rock stars to come through, and you probably didn't think that at the time because you were doing what was best for you and you were pushing yourself forward. But looking back, I mean, your documentary came out last year, your What's an Old documentary, and you just look at the names of the people that hold you up in such high regard. It's incredible. Kathy Valentine, the Go-Go's, and Debbie Harry, and Joan Jett, and Sherry Curry, and many, many more. I mean, how does it feel to be recognized and lauded by such incredible female musicians?
Well, I mean, I did know through the years, because, you know, we always talk and I always had my compliments, but seeing it on the big screen in a documentary is a totally different experience. And you really, it's actually just very humbling. You know, you go, oh my God, she said what? You know, wow. It is, it brought a tear to my eye more than once, I have to say. So it's a nice feeling to know that I influenced so many people. I'm so glad I did, because, well, I always say I kicked the door down because I didn't see the door. And that's my character. I didn't see the door. I can't pretend I did it on purpose. All I was doing was being me. That's all. No compromising. This is me.
Susie Quattro there. That taken from one of the early Vintage Rock Pod episodes. Check out the full chat with her on episode 10. But that's it for November the 8th. I'll be back tomorrow with more rock goodness. But until then, take care.